Observing the Aura Clairvoyantly, Part 1 and 2. As with the previous exercise, we'll begin by simply observing the aura, and then we'll observe the aura through the lens of the intention and attention you will place on the issue, theme, behavior, or belief that you're exploring. So go ahead and do the work of bringing up your clairvoyance system, clearing your psychic screens, and of course, making sure before you do so that you're grounded, your energy is set appropriately. If you're really clairsentient, let's dial that second chakra down to 10%. Now go ahead and put an image of yourself up on your psychic screen. And simply observe as you turn your awareness to viewing your aura. Just observe what happens on the screen. Sometimes to observe the aura, it's helpful to zoom out, as if you're going to look at it in its entirety. So as if you could modify a camera lens, you would zoom out to get a broader perspective, more of an overview. And of course, this is your clairvoyance system, so you can say, show me a zoomed out version of my aura. And you may perceive colors, shapes, blobs moving around, jagged energies. You won't see little dotted lines indicating the layers necessarily. It's highly unlikely. Of course, the colors in the aura are very diverse. You will not see red in the first layer and orange in the second layer, because that actually doesn't exist. It might be fun if you're really clairsentient, or if you know that you're someone who has a wide open second chakra, to say, show me the depth, the width of my second layer. Because you may discover that it's quite wide. It shouldn't be, but it might be. And what that would tell you is you're carrying a lot of other people's energy in your second layer, because you vacuumed so much energy in. But again, no context, no meaning. You're not looking to fix anything or evolve anything. This is a practice in observation and perceiving. Perhaps another observation, you could say, show me the boundaries of the seventh layer of my aura. What you're really asking is, show me where I stop. Where do I end energetically? And you may have a sense of that. You may have a perception of fragmented edges, or a blurring out of your field into something that's beyond it. But validate whatever you're experiencing. So that you're making friends with your clairvoyance system and you are treating yourself with the respect you deserve as you work on practicing all these new skills. And now just clear off your screen. And if you'd like to pause for a moment before moving on to our second exercise, go ahead and pause the recording now. But as you come back into the recording, before you hit the play button, set up your clairvoyance system so you're ready to go. Okay, now we're going to observe the aura clairvoyantly within the context of the issue, behavior, theme, or belief that you chose to explore in the previous activity. So say hello to that issue, theme, behavior, or belief to activate its energy in your aura. And then with your aura on the psychic screen out in front of you, see what you can observe. Perhaps your perceptions are quite different as you hone in on this theme or this behavior or whatever it is that you've chosen. Perhaps you're aware of darker or denser energies or different types of energy swirling around on your screen. Recognizing that without dialoguing, you're not going to get a lot of context, and validating that this exercise right now is about perceiving rather than assessing, make any notes, make any mental notes, or if you have a piece of paper and want to scribble a thought or two on anything that you're sensing, hearing, knowing, seeing on your screen. And validate all of it. Validation can be as simple as, look at that, I see that. Or, gosh, blobs, how interesting. Or, lots of different shades of gray going on here. Now recognizing that viewing and perceiving energy in the aura is a little bit more intensive, uses more energy because what you're perceiving is so diffuse. Go ahead and clean off your screen, close down your clairvoyance system, run lots of green and gold energy into your astral body, reset your chakras and your auric boundaries, and ground so that you're fully back. And then make any notes you'd like to make about anything that you perceived or observed while you were clairvoyantly looking at your aura.